Jacaranda FM.
It is 1 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 31, Johannesburg 29, Rustenburg 34 degrees.
Melrose, M1 South, queuing traffic towards Athol Oaklands Road and four ways N1 South, roadworks and restrictions before the Winnie Mandela Drive exit.
It's our big news story at lunchtime. It's Trump versus Ramaphosa. President Cyril Ramaphosa says he's looking forward to engaging with the Trump administration in the U.S. regarding South African policies and issues of bilateral interests. In a statement, Ramaphosa says the recently adopted Expropriation Act is not a confiscation instrument, but a constitutionally mandated legal process that ensures public access to land in an equitable and just manner, as guided by the Constitution. Yes, Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya.
South Africa, like the United States of America and other countries, has always had expropriation laws that balance the need for public usage of land and the protection of rights of property owners.
Now, Action SA says it's noted with concern what it calls the reckless remarks made by US President Donald Trump threatening punitive measures. Party President Herman Mashaba.
These challenges are of our own making as a country with a complex history of oppression followed by 30 years of misgovernance by the ANC that has deepened inequality.
At the same time, civil rights group AfriForum plans to request Trump to direct potential punitive measures at ANC leaders instead of South African citizens.
AfriForum is worried that any punitive actions by the US against South Africa will have a devastating effect on ordinary South Africans that are already under economic pressure.
That's AfriForum's Kalik Kail. An analyst believes US President Donald Trump is seeking retribution against South Africa for dragging Israel to the International Court of Justice over the war in Gaza. This move comes on the eve of the visit to the White House of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Political analyst Zakhele Ndlovu.
The expropriation bill is an issue, obviously, that Trump has mentioned. But there's another issue that he has not mentioned, and that is South Africa's decision to take the State of Israel to the International Court of Justice. The new U.S. administration is looking to punish South Africa for that decision.
In other news, Mineral and Petroleum Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe says the Africa Mining Indaba is aimed at discussing ways to which African countries can share mineral wealth with the continent it's equipped with. Mantashe addressed delegates at the Investing in African Mining Indaba in Cape Town today. The four-day Mining Indaba will take stock of state mining on the continent and in South Africa. EFF leader Julius Malema has called for the immediate closure of the Rwanda embassy in South Africa following a diplomatic row over the attack on SANDF soldiers on the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. 14 South African soldiers were killed in Eastern DRC last month. Malema was briefing the media in Johannesburg today.
If Rwanda is found to be directly responsible for the attacks on South African troops, then all trade agreements and engagements with the country must be revoked.
And we end off in Australia, where fast-moving floodwaters have forced many to flee. Storms have already dumped more than a metre of rain in parts of Queensland within 2 days. I'm Chanel September, back with more news in Afrikaans at 2.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
I could go and read your mind. Think about your dumb face all the time. Living in your glass house, I'm outside. Looking in a big blue eyes. Did it just to hurt me and make me cry? Smiling through it all, yeah, that's my life. You're an idiot. Now I'm sure. Now I'm positive. I should be.